Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
Fight Nation on Sirius XM.
Busted Open is live.
And CM Punk, the moment that bell rings, you are in danger. I'll be trying to take your damn head off.
Stan found the man enough to kill me. And John Moxley, you ain't him.
Broadcasting live from AEW All Out 2022. Here are your hosts, Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry.
Busted Open live from AEW Fan Fest. Are you guys excited? Are you guys ready for All Out? Are you guys Busted Open Nation members? Then let me hear you. Busted Open. Busted open! Busted open! Busted open! Oh, they're ready.
Let me help you down,
Grandpa.
Oh, yeah, because
I'm 51. I got to take...
I was hoping that chair would fold up, but that's just a sicko in me. Come on, Dave, let's sit down for a second.
All right, we're going to sit down because we got some great guests that are going to be joining us here. So I'm looking forward to talking to them, getting their perspective of what's going to happen tomorrow night at All Out.
You know, anytime you go into a pay-per-view environment, you expect the best out of people.
Yep.
And the pay-per-views always bring out the best in the performers. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the performers have to say about it.
Yeah, I am too. And one of the marquee matchups that's going to be happening tomorrow night at All Out is Chris Jericho.
Yep.
Going up against our next guest, one of the greatest pro wrestlers in the entire world, the one and only Bryan Danielson. Excited to have Bryan Danielson with us. Huge match coming up tomorrow night at All Out. Chris Jericho, this is a fantasy matchup for a lot of these fans tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I love
Bryan,
it.
Bryan, I don't know if you're a fan of the magazines, the pro wrestling magazine. There was always a page that said fantasy matchup.
Yep.
And y'all remember the fantasy matchup in sports in
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yep. Like, that was, this match is basically a one of those fantasy matchups. To see Chris Jericho and Bryan Danielson, man, that's as good as it can get.
Yeah, I'm super excited because obviously, like a lot of fans, I watched when I was in high school, and Chris Jericho was one of my favorite wrestlers to watch, which is just pretty cool. Then we were in WWE together for years and years and years, and we never really did anything against each other. And so so this is like our first serious match in our entire career. So it's pretty cool.
So y'all have never locked up?
No, we have. I think we did two matches in WWE, but both of them were under 5 minutes. I mean, wow. Tomorrow might be under 5 minutes, too, if I just...
Whoa! Right.
There you go.
It could just be drop to hold, kick his face in. So...
You know, Brian, you know, you're a big wrestling fan and then becoming such a great professional wrestler, going up that ladder of success. What's it like for you, you know, being at something like this at an AEW fan fest, seeing people with signs with your name on it, T-shirts with your name on it? I mean, growing up and seeing, you know, your heroes on T-shirts and signs, what's that like for you seeing it right now?
Well, to me, it's just really cool. Like, I didn't have the opportunity to do anything like this, to meet any of my heroes or the people that I really loved watching. You know, growing up in a small town in Washington State, none of that stuff ever came close to us. So seeing it is just kind of cool. And it's, I think it's just something that's really unique about AEW is that the wrestlers and the fans all have this passion for wrestling. So sometimes you'll see people with, like, old T-shirts or something like that, or somebody will come up and be like, "Hey, man, I heard you love Volkan," and I'll be like, "I do love Volkan. You love Volkan, and nobody else knows who Volkan is." It's like, but we do because we love this, you know. So
it's amazing, and seeing all these fans and excited. You guys excited for tomorrow night?
That's a great point you just brought up. I all the time I get Star Wars fans, I get comic book fans, I get fans of music. All different genres. I never knew what the Wall of Death was. Like, look at my man. He's like, "Yeah, Wall of Death."
What's,
like,
the Wall of Death?
You don't know what the Wall of Death is?
What's the Wall of Death?
All right, bro. Maybe we need to take Danielson to a GWAR concert, like, and then he'll know what the Wall of Death is.
You ever heard of Lamb of God?
Huh?
Huh? Okay, there's a
I know biblical references to the Lamb of God, but I don't.
So the hardest of hardcore rock and roll, like, they get on stage and it's like, and these guys they part the crowd like the Red Sea.
Okay.
And you'll love this.
There's a lot of biblical references here.
When they hit the music, both sides boom, collide in the middle, and it's just like this big mosh pit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are these people trained?
No.
Oh, no.
Even more fun.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a horrible idea.
But you know what? People love it for whatever reason. And let's just say I've been in a couple of Wall of Death, okay? I actually tried to start a Wall of Death at a Fozzie concert. Didn't really work out. Probably not the right crowd.
When you participated in the Wall of Death, did you win?
There is no winner in the Wall of Death. You know what? You can't lose either.
No, he said you can lose.
Hey, they have a line.
You can't win, but you can definitely lose. Yeah.
There's usually a line of paramedics outside just waiting to drag people off to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well... And you know what? This is the beauty of Busted Open, because Mark Henry's talking about the Wall of Death and Lamb of God. Did you ever think you would hear the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, saying that?
And somebody who regularly talks about violence on TV is horrified by this Wall of Death business.
Listen, guys, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, and I always say this with a lot of love and affection, but this guy is one of the most violent people I have known in my life. And it's not a bad thing. You need friends that if shit goes down, you can handle them. That somebody needs a whooping.
There you go.
This is the guy right here.
But I feel like for 99% of my life, I'm super calm.
Yeah.
And then when occasion merits, sometimes you just have to crush somebody's trachea. You know, it's... And there is a certain amount of satisfaction to getting under some, like, right here, and then people go, like, it's just, and there's nothing mean about it.
No,
it's just, yes, it is. It's just satisfying.
All right, so let me ask you this, Brian. Like, when does that light go on for you? Because you said 99% of the time.
When his music plays.
Is it when your music plays? Is it when the bell rings? When does that snap into play?
Yeah, sometimes. Or, like, if somebody breaks into my house or something along those lines. Like, if something outside of normal things happen, it goes on.
Somebody accidentally runs a shopping cart into one of your kids at the grocery store.
So my son might deserve it.
Accountability, Mark.
Buddy, or somebody is pretty wild. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't even get that mad at that. Now, if they intentionally tried to run over my son with a shopping cart, they might, yeah, I might get upset. I might go from where I'm at right now to a different plane.
He edited himself.
Yeah.
So how is that for you? Because for the longest time, you were working to become successful, become a champion, and to become recognized. Now you are. Your whole family is. You're a celebrity. How has that been, that transition from being, like, you know, normal Bryan Danielson to AEW pro wrestler Bryan Danielson?
Well, so from normal Bryan Danielson, where nobody knows who you are, to Bryan Danielson, where people know who you are and, like, you get recognized different places. That's actually been tough for me because that was never a desire for me. Like, I originally thought, because I had a really hard time speaking in front of people, like, from a young age. Like, even my first several years in wrestling, I had a really hard time doing promos, doing anything like that. Like, I never wanted to be this. I wanted to, like, the industry in Japan was really strong, and I saw a lot of my heroes. They would just wrestle in Japan and then come back in the United States, and you could just be anonymous. And, like, that was very appealing to me. But then things changed, and then I got mildly famous, and then I'd be in a urinal in an airport, and somebody would come up behind me and start doing the yes chant. And I was like, I don't know if this... if this fame thing is all it's cracked up to be.
Right in the middle of number one.
But yeah, thankfully. So at the Now Arena, it's a really bizarre setup in our locker room. There's two toilets in the male locker room. And to get to the second toilet, you actually have to walk through the first toilet.
What?
So if somebody's... yeah, so if that was how public restrooms worked... now, I could imagine something being a little worse than just going number one. If you were going number two and then somebody had to walk through and they're like, oh, Bryan Danielson, yes, yes, yes. And I'm just horrified. I'd just be like, okay, you know.
Since we're on the topic.
of what are we on the topic of? I lost.
Of ones and twos.
Okay, ones and twos.
Has you ever had a situation like, you know, I had one here in Chicago. Like, I go in the restroom, and I'm close the door, get ready to do my business, and I hear, Mark Henry, are you in there?
Oh.
Have you ever had that happen?
No. So I don't experience a lot of the things from a fame perspective that Mark Henry does, because for the most part, I'm a normal-looking human being, right? So, and Mark and I were actually just talking about this back there. I've seen people come up to Mark Henry in the airport when he's like gigantic, scary Mark Henry. Like, you've lost some weight, all that kind of stuff. You look great, but when you were gigantic Mark Henry. And I don't understand it. People just come up to him and they think because he's so big, they can just come up and slap him on the back and be like, Mark Henry. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, what are you doing?
That's usually when part two of my killing spree starts.
Yeah, so public
Mark
service
Henry went
announcement
to jail
right
again.
Here. If you do see Mark Henry, please don't slap him on the back.
Please don't.
I know it's so appealing. It's such a big back. And I know that you all just want to do it. I mean, I
don't want to go to jail, and I don't want you to go to the hospital.
I know it's just so appealing. It's just... how could you resist?
Brian, big matchup tomorrow night, All Out, Chris Jericho.
Are you trying to get us back on track?
I'm trying to get us back on track.
Our producer is like this.
Producer Paul. By the way, Producer Paul.
Producer Paul, guys. And Producer Gabby over here. Y'all know
Gabby.
Gabby AF.
And somewhere Tony Khan's like, are you guys going to promote the show?
Sorry, Tony, but do you still get nervous after doing it all these years and like a big matchup like the one tomorrow night at All Out, do you still get nervous?
So when I first started, I was trained by Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels told us all, he said, the minute you stop getting nervous is when you need to retire. And what's really funny is I was forced to retire, and since I've come back from retirement, I haven't been nervous hardly at all. There's been very few instances, because what I experience is just, I love what I do, and I get excited about it. And I'm just like, even if I go out there and I have my singular worst performance in the history of my career, well, at least it's still fun, even if everybody else hates it. And so it's like, I just feel blessed to be able to do this thing that I love to do after it was taken away from me. And and especially like as I'm getting older, I'm 41 now, like it seems like every time I get to go out there and, you know, at any point your career could end. And that's one of the things that I learned from my retirement. When I had my last match, I didn't realize it was going to be my last match. And then so you just take everything with like, hey, this is a blessing to be able to do this thing that I love in front of these amazing fans in like packed arenas. It's awesome.
Well, you mentioned blessed, and Mark and I talked about it for an entire show when you came back. It was a blessing that you were back for us fans to be able to see you perform again, because we thought it was over. We thought your career was done. So for me, and I know from everybody here tonight, thank you. It's great having you back, and I'm really looking forward to the match tomorrow night with Chris Jericho.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to hit him with the wall of death.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing I could do on my own?
Yes, you already do it.
Oh.
It's a variation of when you get somebody in the corner and then you run to the other side and you come and you kick the living shit out of them and then the blood comes out of their mouth. That's the same as the wall of death.
He's a sick man. Mark is a sick man.
Oh, Mark, we can't say shit.
Yes, you can. It's Sirius XM.
We can say shit?
You can say a lot. You can say a lot of things.
We can say all sorts of things.
There's only one word that you can't say, and I said it before, and they came down on me like, hey, we will fire you if you ever say it again.
Oh, okay.
And now you want to know what it is, right? Yeah.
And we'll tell you what that is. No, Brian, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow. Brian Danielson, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Brian Danielson, we have some more surprises. And a certain champion is going to join us. We'll tell you who it is when Mark and I are back right here on Busted Open.
You're listening to Busted Open, live from AEW All Out Fan Fest on Sirius XM Fight Nation.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Broadcasting live from AEW All Out Fan Fest 2022. This is Busted Open. Here's Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry.
Happen at All Out tomorrow night.
Why did you just walk to the front of the stage like you're gonna stage dive? Don't do it.
If I stage dive, who's catching me? Who's catching me?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Look, hey, this table, you don't even know if that's sturdy or not.
Are you guys excited for All Out tomorrow night?
Will the paramedics get the table ready, please?
You know what? I love AEW. I also love Ring of Honor, ROH.
And I think it might be time, Mark, to talk to one of the best, and that is Claudio Castagnoli. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to have you on. Did I embarrass you? Thank you. Thank
you. You're a two. You're number two.
Claudio, how are you?
Champ is here.
Doing great. I'm going to keep this official and actually not hold my microphone so it looks like press conference.
Wow. Oh, that's it. You know what? I got a little excited. As you know, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan of Ring of Honor and you holding that championship title. There's a lot of history behind you and Ring of Honor going back to, you know, Kerry Silk and, you know, Mike G and so many people behind the scenes that made Ring of Honor a success. And now here it is. And we see you with that championship title at AEW.
Actually, here it is. not here. Here.
So what it's like with all the history behind it, you with that company, to be holding on to that championship title?
It feels absolutely amazing. And the best part is this is the original ROH championship, you know, and it's the classic old design. It's been, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years almost. And to hold exactly that title, that means the world because it's all the sweat, all the tears, all the hard work that went into like making Ring of Honor to what it is, what it represents, all over the world,
and not
all
just
the countries that it has been defended from everybody, you know, like, you know, Brian was on earlier. He held this exact title, so that means the world to me.
So, I mean, not just you, but all the men that have held this title, this belt, is that one
this
of the things that... A championship, Mark. A belt is what holds your
Watch
pants
your language,
up.
Mark.
No, no, no. I just, you know, we had all, we call it the belt, we call it the title, we call it the championship.
But, you know, these are real wrestling fans, so they want to, they call it a belt. I'm going to call it a belt.
No, no, I like
that. Is that right? Oh, yeah, great, great impersonation. But I was saying about this title, like, there's been many men that have held it. They all had their stresses. They all had their troubles. But the triumph of holding this title, do you feel a responsibility to be able to represent this title the way that those other men did?
Yes. I mean, this title signifies, there we go. Thank you.
There you go.
Significance signifies, yeah, I know. English, not my first language. Anyway, this title represents that you're the best wrestler in the world, I always felt like, because it's Ring of Honor, it's, you know, it starts with the code of honor, it's about wrestling first and foremost. So for me to represent that is extremely important to me. That's also why, for example, I asked to defend the title yesterday at AEW Dark, because I felt like it needs to be defended, and why not, you know? So it's like, that's what this title is all about, giving people opportunities, showing the world what you're made of, showing the world like what you're capable of, and then if you carry this, that means you have a responsibility, and I take that very seriously.
As a wrestling fan, I don't know how y'all felt about this. When I was a kid and I watched wrestling, I wanted to see the title defended.
Yep.
And it was hard for me to go to a show. I would go holding my grandmother's purse strap and not see the title defended. Do you feel like a sense of responsibility that you should? You just mentioned that you
100%. 100%. I feel like if you come to a show and I'm advertised, you want to see me do what I do best, and that is wrestle, and that's defend this title. So I feel like you have a responsibility, first and foremost, as a performer, and then if you're holding the Ring of Honor World Championship, even more so. So to me, that's extremely important because you never want to let your audience down.
Awesome.
You know, great. Claudio, is it for you holding on to this championship? Because, you know, going back to when you were with Ring of Honor, you would wrestle in Edison, New Jersey, and
you know, Basketball City in New York, the Hammerstein. And here you are tomorrow night, like, in Chicago in front of over 10,000 fans. What do you prefer? Do you like the smaller, intimate settings or those big settings? Because you've done it all in front of the most largest crowds in the history of pro wrestling.
I mean, I would be lying if I would say I don't enjoy going out in front of, you know, 10, 15,000 people just being absolutely crazy. Like last time I was in Chicago, that was one of my favorite moments in my career. I should have brought some water.
We'll get you a water.
Anyway,
can we get a water up here?
So because, tonight? I feel like the AEW fans are the most passionate wrestling fans because they're so... it's kind of when you look at, like, Star Wars fans, right? Because they know their stuff. And then it's AEW fans. They know their stuff. They know their history. They know where people came from, what they did before, you know. And
you don't have to open that for me.
We're all inclusive.
I needed the world's most strongest man to open the bottle for me.
Yeah, I cracked it up. I cracked it up.
You cracked it.
Here's one that you can open yourself.
Nah, it's too hot. So to me, I'm extremely excited, you know, to perform tomorrow, my second pay-per-view.
Yep.
For AEW, and it's gonna be a fun match.
When you look at these fans, and here we are in Chicago, a lot of these fans, and I think we proved it, Mark, at the beginning of the show, are from out of town. They're traveling to be a part of All Out. Does it still amaze you the passion that pro wrestling fans have, that they're willing to travel and go anywhere to be part of an event?
Not at all, because... Like I said, wrestling fans are some...
All right, this is out of hand. We now have six different water bottles.
All right, anybody else want
to drink from?
Jeez.
All right. I'm not throwing water bottles. That would be a safety risk. But to me, like, I'm not surprised that wrestling fans travel that far because that's the passion I was talking about. That's the passion that we have. That's the passion that all of you have. To, like, travel 4 or 5 hours to drive, to take a flight, to come from different countries, to see your favorite superstars or wrestlers perform. And that's why this means so much to me, and that's why it means so much to me to perform, because it's like you never, like I said, you never want to let anybody down, because you don't know if they, you know, just walked 5 minutes to the arena or if they flew halfway around the world.
Yep.
And that's that passion that wrestling fans have, and that's the passion that AEW fans have, because... You know, it's AEW is has a less, like, doesn't have that many events. Hopefully, this could be more sooner than later. And then that means you have to travel to go see it. And I appreciate all of you who traveled far to come here this weekend.
All right, now I'm going to have to segue.
I had to move to a different country to do what I love. So it's awesome to see that people do the same thing, you know, even if it's for a weekend or for a holiday, to come and see us perform. That means a lot. So thank you.
Awesome.
So you look around and you see BCC. Have you ever had a more tailor-made situation than coming into AEW and joining the BCC?
No. It's... I felt like I was an honorary BCC member even before I was in AEW. So
wow.
I just got my official membership card when I joined. So like Mark said, it feels tailor made. You know, me and William Regal go way back. Me and Brian go way back. Me and Mox travel together. So just this Yuda guy. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we call him Yuda because Yuda man, you know, that's...
Wow. Yuda man, right? Okay.
Not everyone's going to be home run.
That's the next t-shirt, Yuda man.
Yuda man, right? And then I want to have the Yuda man chance. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's thing in the making.
I want to hear that tomorrow night, by the way, at All Out.
Yeah, it happened here. It happened on Busted Open.
Yuda man.
Claudio, you know Mark very well. I know Mark's probably the nicest guy, and I've said this to Mark so many times, he's definitely an influence in my life. You gotta share with the nation a Mark Henry story.
So I worked out with Mark Henry once, and he proceeded just to do it, like, was it like between 5 and 10 pull-ups, and I don't, like, Mark is very big, and he's, like, pull-ups are very hard. Like, I don't know if I could just go over and do a lot of pull-ups, but he just did, like, strict, you know what I mean? There was no, like, using your legs or anything. He just did, like, 5 or 10 pull-ups. I'm like, that's so impressive. And then somebody was deadlifting. I think it was over 500 pounds. They were, like, done deadlifting, so there was, like, 500 pounds already on the bar. So Mark just slowly proceeded to just walk over there and, like, pick it up, like, 4 times. And was like, all right, yeah, yeah.
That's called showing off.
Yes, that is called showing off. And, you know, like, people always say that I'm strong. This is the strongest man who ever walked the planet Earth, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Man.
And there was... That was just one of the impressive Mark Henry stories. There's plenty of stories I can tell of just like this, just sitting, talking with Mark about wrestling and life. And like you said, he's an awesome, awesome human being. And it's just fun to be around.
You know, I asked Brian this question.
I'll put the check in the mail.
Oh, no, you
I'll take
have
PayPal
to.
Too. So.
You know, Claudia, I asked Brian this question earlier, but I'll ask you as well, because you obviously have been there, done that. Do you still get nervous? Do you still get anxious before a match?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Especially at AW, because this is a new chapter in my book, and I just want to knock it out of the park every single time. So there's always this, like... I think every performer has this anxiety of, like, are they going to like it? I think they will. But I'm not sure. So it's like that thing, and then it's funny to have Brian on before. We had a match once that was one giant 15-minute headlock. So which is just kind of, we're always up to try new weird stuff to see if it works. So a lot of the times I don't want to do the same stuff. I want to go like do out of the box things, wrestle in different styles, do different things. So it's always a chance of like, well, maybe it bombs. But I'll take that risk any day because I want to do something different. Because when, as a fan, I don't want to see the same thing over and over again. I want to see something new. And even if it's one or two things, I always try to do one or two things in my matches that are different, that are new, so that you guys can enjoy it. So hopefully you do. And if not, at least it amuses me. So
I love it.
I felt the same way. Like, I never got nervous about my performance, like what I was gonna do. I never got nervous. I went with supreme confidence that I was gonna make it happen. But what used to make me nervous was when I walked through the curtain and I saw the fans, was I gonna be able to do better than I did the time before? It was all preface on how I affected them.
Yes.
And the feedback that I got, because like, guys, when we're in the ring, we're doing something that's incredibly dangerous, but at the time you don't think about it being dangerous. You just want to go and do the best you can do. But when you give that feedback, like this is awesome, you know, or something to that effect, it charges you somehow. I don't know what that. I can't explain it. You know, it's just one of those things where it just happens. You don't get tired. Like, you don't feel pain. Like, it's a euphoric feeling that, you know, like, people, they call it the runner's high that run. I don't run. So, you know, I mean, it's not going to happen. But, like, you get just this unbelievable feeling, and that's what I was nervous about. I was, am I going to get the reaction so I could get that second win from the crowd? Did you ever feel that?
Yeah, because it's like...
Anxiety.
It's just what's special about wrestling is you guys. It's the crowd. That's what makes the magic, right? It's like, what is the magic of wrestling? It's sharing a moment that happens in the ring with everybody watching in the arena and around the world. And then so you can be like, I was there when this happened, or I remember that match because that's how I felt watching with my buddies or whatever. So I always wanted to create some kind of a moment in every match that people will remember, and that energy that goes back and forth, it's a two-way street, right? If I don't bring the right energy, I don't get the right energy back. So that's always my thing, is like, how to get you guys involved in the match, because that's the most important thing in my book, is that everybody enjoys it, and that will make the match magic.
You know, I enjoy making people gasp more than I did making them cheer. Like you know what a gasp moment is, where you see like, oh, like that's the best. I don't know. We're gonna have to start asking guys that come up, like, what gets them into that place of feeling accomplished more than, is it the big, you know, holy shit moment, or is it the gasp moment?
To me, it's not maybe it's not one specific moment, but if you can take the crowd on that roller coaster of emotion of like when they completely lost in the match and like they're just focused on it and forget about everything, and it just is like they forget, like, I mean, just in the moment and just enjoy the match, you know what I mean? Like, you, it's just, you're in it. It's like when you're watching a movie and you're in the movie, you forget where you're at, you forget it, like, oh, I need to get up and cook. It's just like, no, you watch that movie, you eat your popcorn or whatever, and you're so in it, and you spill it or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what I want. The people watch the matches, they get lost in it. And that's, to me, is the art of it, that you get the people involved and then, you know, invested.
Claudio, what was the moment, the match, that made you want to do what you do? What made you want to be a pro wrestler?
I think it was Steiner Brothers against the Quebecers. That was like one of the first matches that I saw. Because A, the Steiner Brothers are awesome. And B, the Quebecers really suck because they always beat the Steiner Brothers. And they cheated. So, yeah, that was like one of the
damn
moments.
Damn cheaters.
That was one of the moments I was like, this is awesome. I want to do that.
Do you have that moment? And maybe it's tomorrow night at All Out, or maybe it was when you first came to AEW. And Mark always brings this up on Busted Open all the time. And that is like understanding the moment, appreciating the moment. Have you been able to do that in your career?
Yes. Actually, many times, because like that was one of the things that I didn't like about some of the early moments in my career that I had. And I look back, I was like, man, I wish I would have just not worried so much about what's next, but I just enjoyed the moment. So there was a lot of moments that I was just like, all right. Like, obviously, I was, you know, the same, anxious and nervous before matches and stressed, whatever. But then I was like, okay, cool, just enjoy this. And obviously, one of the moments was walking out, you know, on my debut on the pay-per-view, just listening to the amazing reaction. Because again, like, everybody has that, like, will they react? Like, do they still remember me? Are they going to be happy? You know what I mean? Like, that whole thing that you go through in your mind, and then you walk out, and it's like, no, I will just enjoy this. And then the same with, like, Blood and Guts, for whatever chaos that was, I was like, all right, I just enjoy. And to me, that's one of the things, too, with, you know, being the Ring of Honor champion. Like, just enjoy it, because it's going to be over too soon, because it's always over too soon, everything gets good. But when you look back, you want to have fond memories of it, and that's what I'm trying to do, is just create good memories with all of you of me being Ring of Honor World Champion.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Claudio, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know this is a busy weekend for you. Claudio Castagnoli, everyone.
It's All Out Week.
All right, we'll react, obviously, to everybody here at AEW Fan Fest in Schaumburg, and we'll do that when Mark and I are back right here on Busted Open.
This is Busted Open, live from AEW All Out Fan Fest.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details.
Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from AEW All Out Fan Fest in Chicago, this is Busted Open. Here are your hosts, Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry.
What's up, AEW Fan Fest? Woo! Are you guys hyped? Are you guys ready for AEW All Out tomorrow night? Hey, everybody waiting for autographs. Are you hyped? They're not as hyped. They're missing out here. They're missing out, Mark. It's all right. It's all right.
I turned my microphone around so we can get the reaction from you guys.
Yes.
Because we really do appreciate you, and we respect your opinions. Y'all are what makes Busted Open happen. Dave and I are really just like you. We're super fans. And just like Dennis, we value the fan. Like, Dennis is an example of what I love about pro wrestling. I don't have a great memory. And I think partly it is because I got hit in the head a lot. But I just don't have a great memory. So when I see somebody that has a photographic memory and can remember things that, you know, like, I want to be around that. Like, that's, I think that's one of the most amazing things about pro wrestling. And y'all can all share that with each other and call in. Like, we want y'all to call in. I'm shooting a shot. Like, we don't get enough women that call in. We have people that say, oh, we listen to y'all all the time, but you don't call in. We got Gabby. We got Thunder Rosa. We have so many women that are on our show, the Mickey James, and they want to have representation. They're trying to give y'all representation, so y'all are going to have to start calling in.
And we're all part of the wrestling community. And we've seen people grow in our community on Busted Open. Izzy, our very own Izzy, who I know is out here in the audience. She's somebody that started out like just making appearances. And look at her now. I love Izzy and her entire family. And I love each and every Nation member. And they are like friends and family to me.
Yeah.
Because I started this show because I am just like you. I'm a fan, and I'll always be a fan first, and I'll always try to speak the best I can for you. So if we disagree and we have a difference of opinion, that's fine. That's why we let people call in. It's all good, you know?
Yeah.
That's the fun of it. So
it
I appreciate all of you
Thank
that came y'all. Out to see us today.
And man, y'all could have been, I mean, like it's college football opening week. Go Irish, all right, yeah.
Hook 'em.
But y'all are spending y'all time here with us, and that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
I mean, AEW, I guess I could speak for AEW because I work for the company. Like, you are appreciated for being here. Don't think for one second that, you know, it's a cash grab. Like, we appreciate y'all coming in and respecting the talent. All these guys and girls over here in the lines are 40 and 50 people deep in each one. Like, that means a lot to the people that are signing.
And it's for good reason, Mark, because tomorrow night we got All Out in Chicago, one of the greatest cities in the history of pro wrestling. And we had Bryan Danielson on to talk about his match with Chris Jericho, but obviously the main event for that AEW World Heavyweight Championship, the undisputed AEW World Heavyweight Championship, is John Moxley and CM Punk. John Moxley, your champion. CM Punk, the hometown hero. Mark, I'm really looking forward to that matchup tomorrow night.
Man, listen. Punk, sometimes I've been injured before. And when you feel like something is re-injured, you kind of tend to shut it down. Just, you know, like, I'm not sure. Like, I'm going to call it in. Like, now he realizes that, you know what? You're going to have to go through a little pain. You're going to have to go through a little discomfort. What you saw, I don't think you're going to see tomorrow. I think that it's going to be one of those. We had a pay-per-view called Death Before Dishonor. I think that it's going to be death or winning is his going to be his credo.
I'm very interested to see what the crowd reaction is going to be for CM Punk tomorrow night, because
just judging from the people here, a lot of you are out of town. You're not here from Chicago. So I'm wondering if there might be a mixed reaction. Are we going to get cheers for Jon Moxley? You know, what's that crowd going to be
like? Can we do like a little tease right now and find out?
All right. Let me ask.
All right, guys. Real quick. Punk or Moxley? Punk?
Yeah. Moxley.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think at least here at AEW FanFest, a little bit of an edge for Moxley.
It sounds like Moxley.
It's Chicago, by the way.
And this is Punk's home backyard.
This is interesting.
Like, I'm very curious to see what it's going to be like. I think the crowd is going to be like a Texas-Oklahoma weekend. It's going to be burnt orange on one side and crimson and cream on the other.
We'll have to find out.
It's
going to
be split right down the middle.
I think another match that I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night is that four-way for the interim AEW Women's Champion. Interesting, our very own Thunder Rosa injured, but I see Dr. Britt Baker over there, and I'm wondering if she might be the favorite. Maybe it's possibly Toni Storm. Some great talent going to be in that ring.
Man. Oh, wow. We got a Jamie,
all right.
A real loud Jamie hater fan over there.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, man, they don't come more decorated than Dr. Britt Baker. You have somebody that not only is a talented performer, but she's pretty damn tough.
Yeah.
And to see her be the kind of the front runner, if you will, I would have to, if I had a bet, I would put my money on Dr. Britt Baker.
Well, if that's the case and it's Dr. Britt Baker, I mean, we've seen two of the most classic matches that I've seen in the last 10 years. Between Dr. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. That lights out match that we saw during the pandemic, and then, of course, that cage match. And we also saw the match with those two at Revolution as well in Orlando, which I thought was a very good match as well. There are certain people that, you know what, they may hate each other, but, man, when they step into the ring together, create magic, I think Dr. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa do just that when they're in the ring.
Yeah, I think that we as fans are the ones that are going to benefit the most from the pay-per-view tomorrow. There's a lot of I don't know.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, you have a pay-per-view, you think, oh, Bryan Danielson and Chris Jericho, you can't almost know who the winner is going to be. That's not the case. You have Moxley and Punk going at it, and yeah, I told you I got hit in the head a lot. So you have these guys, and you don't know who the winner's going to be. Like, if there's, I mean, I would, you, after the last performance, you would think that it would be Moxley. Like, Moxley just handed Punk his rear end, but Punk was feeling something that, you know, he had a broken foot. So I want to know what. Yeah, quiet down. We got a show over here. I definitely am going to be like, really, I'm not going to be sitting in the back watching that on a monitor. Like, I will be out in the audience with y'all. Like, that's man, that's going to be one that y'all going to remember for a long time. I know I'm excited about it.
And you know what? You can make the case, and I've said this on Busted Open many times, I think Jon Moxley might be the face of AEW wrestling.
Oh, without
a
doubt.
You know, I think the fans love him. I think he represents the company well. And I'll be very surprised if Jon Moxley's not your AEW World Heavyweight Champion coming at it all out.
Wow.
And listen, I know
so
that's not
I got
not
Britt Baker and you saying Mox.
You know what? In that women's match, I might even have to go for with Toni Storm. I think Toni Storm might be capturing. I mean, I think people are sleeping on Toni Storm in that match as well. How about this? How about the trios match we're going to see tomorrow night? How about the classic
main event? Oh, look at that.
Event?
People kind of wake up. People sleep. I thought the guy was sleeping. He's awake. You said trios. Oh, yeah.
But how about that classic main event we got at Dynamite this past Wednesday? Listen, I grew up on six-man tag team wrestling. I'm a big fan of world-class championship wrestling teams like the Freebirds and the Von Erichs. That trios match tomorrow night is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, you know, you saw the match that we had on Rampage that was on Dynamite that was just unbelievable. I mean, people were flying and flipping and doing just death-defying feats. And, man, I think that was not a pay-per-view.
Yeah, that was just...
Imagine what it's going to be like tomorrow. That's going to be amazing.
And by the way, seeing Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega in the ring last Wednesday, I would think that at some point we're going to have
pretty
to see
damn
that
special
in a singles match in a main event for sure.
And it's coming. It's coming. We always talk about this. As fans, we try to push stuff before it's ready. We try to
let
take
it build. I'm fine. Let it build.
You know what happens when you take a cake out before it's completely done? I know I'm bringing stuff back to
food.
I got to take it back to food. You take the cake out before it's done. What is it going to do? Fall. I don't want it to fall. I want this to keep going so we can have this and really enjoy it. And it be the feature. I want to see Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay be a feature moment.
Yep, it will be. And it will be a moment. I'm telling you what, Mark. We're just about a minute or two away from the end of the show.
Oh,
I want to
man.
Thank everybody for coming out here at AEW FanFest. For those listening on SiriusXM, our coverage will continue. It's going to cover all weekend long. We're going to be talking about what's going to take place tomorrow night at AEW All Out. I'm excited. There's a lot of feature matchups that are going to take place tomorrow night. And the best part about it, Mark, is not only are we talking about it today, we're going to talk about it on Monday.
That's
you,
right.
Me, and Bully Ray are going to be breaking it all down. All the action from the weekend. And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you that have come out today. You know how much I appreciate and love all of you. Thank you so much. And can I get one last busted open chant from everybody out here at AEW FanFest? Let's go. Right here, I'm busted open.
Busted open.
Busted open.
Bust it 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 open.
This is Busted Open live from AEW All Out Fan Fest in Chicago on Fight Nation.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.